On air, broadcasting from the largest hospital in Wales. We are Radio Glamorgan.
On the phone, from her home, right now, is Helen. How are you doing, Helen?
I'm fine, thank you.
Helen, thank you very much for giving us a ring. So, obviously you're in hospital, so you must know of Radio Glamorgan. Are you a fan of the show?
Oh, definitely. If it wasn't for Radio Glamorgan, I would have been bored stiff when I was in hospital. I didn't know I was going to spend 5 days in hospital.
Did you expect us to come in and just have a visit and then go home?
It was just a checkup of something that the doctor sent me to the hospital, and I thought that I'd be in and out, but I wasn't. I was in for 5 days.
Because you did tell me that on the first couple of days, you didn't have anything with you whatsoever.
No, nothing at all. Because, as I said, I wasn't expected to stay in.
How about your clean undies? Did you have that clean undies and stuff like that?
From the doctors, I came home and just got a little small little bag, thinking I might maybe stay overnight.
Okay.
But that's all I had, really.
And did you take a device with you then? Because obviously you needed to have a bit of entertainment.
Well, that was the problem, you see, because the only thing I had was my phone. But I did ask for one of my sons to bring in my little laptop, and then I can hear the radio. And typical, when I'm in hospital, nobody could come and see
Not
me.
One
so
visitor.
I was a bit lonely. So if it wasn't for the radio, you know, it made me feel at home in some ways.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you very much, Helen.
Pleasure.
So, Helen, would you like to say thank you to some people?
Definitely. I had 101% of all the students asking me questions, and I didn't mind answering them. You know, they've got to learn. They were in their third year, the nurses, and everyone was so helpful. I was so emotional, I went out and bought 2 boxes of chocolates and take them back before I went home.
It's Sunday morning on Radio Glamorgan, and throughout lockdown, I was lucky enough to interview a few famous singers and personalities. On this week's Start at Home, you will hear my chat to 80s heartthrob Nick Heywood about Haircut 100 and working with George Michael.
He was really insecure, and you can't believe it, because this is a man with so much talent. And he took me into the studio and said, well, what do you think of this? And he said, I've got this song called Careless Whisper, and this other one called Freedom, and I'm Your Man. And I mean, he played them to me, and I just said, you know, George, man, these are massive hits.
To the Blow Monkeys, Dr. Robert, about their brand new single, The Time Storm.
I just went into a bit of a frenzy and wrote most of the album within a sort of month period. And Time Storm is just one of those that it actually grew out of another song. It was a discarded song. It was a bit of it. And I came in the next morning and I thought, oh, that's really good.
Still a great tune. And also, Neil Fox, who joins us to talk about his return to the airwaves and taking on the brand new Heritage chart.
And then it was Mike Reed who contacted me and said, look, I've got this idea. You know, you're the chart master. You love doing charts. This idea for a new kind of countdown we think would work really well. Would you like to come and do it? So the basic idea of it was that nowadays there are an awful lot of artists who, you know, in inverted commas, we're calling heritage artists, but they're still making great music.
Hello there, you are listening to Radio Glamorgan, and this is Beth here with my first ever solo radio show. Super excited to be doing this. And that was Amy Winehouse with her version of the song Valerie. And that song has a very special place in my heart because it's one of the first songs I ever got to choose on the radio for a compare and contrast segment on the midweek mix. It is also my favourite ever song to sing on karaoke, but no one wants to be hearing that.
Next, I'm going to talk to you about Strictly. I never ever remember to watch it all the way through from the very beginning. So I thought, yeah, I'm going to watch it all. My nan loves it, and then I'll have something to talk to her about as well. We can chat about all the amazing dances and costumes and everything. Such a nice programme, I think. So good. And there's some really amazing people on there this year. And one of the couples danced to a James Bay song, and it just reminded me how good some of the tracks are they use on there, and reminded me how good James Bay is. The person on Strictly danced to Best Fake Smile, which is just such a good song by James Bay. But I think my favourite one is probably the most well-known one, and a little bit cliche then maybe perhaps, but it's so good, is Hold Back the River. So that's what I'm going to play for you now. This is James Bay.
Kelly Marlowe, hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How's lockdown been for the last couple of weeks or so?
Not too bad, actually. Yeah, still coming into the office to work and working from home as well. So still full steam ahead, just doing slightly different things than before, really.
You're part of the patient experience team at the Cardiff and Vale Health Board, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us what you guys do.
Generally, we do quite a lot of things. It's quite a big team across a few different sites. I sit in the voluntary services team, which is within the patient experience department. If you're thinking about my day-to-day job before COVID, I am the youth volunteer project manager, and I create volunteer opportunities and projects for young people, so between the ages of 13 and 25.
Now I'm joined by Helena. Hello.
Hi.
You're part of the patient experience team as well. So how have you been during these last few weeks during lockdown and COVID-19, the pandemic?
I've been doing quite well, I think. I'm part of the group who are currently shielding, so I've been home quite a long time and possibly for a bit longer. But my team are really supportive and we have video calls and we check in.
You work in mental health services and volunteers within mental health services. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you guys do?
Yep, I joined the team with Michelle and Kelly just over a year ago now. And I am the mental health project manager for volunteering. So we do a lot of projects in older persons, mental health and adults, as well as in the community.
As we are essentially a hospital radio station, I'm very pleased that my guest today on Music Was My First Love is GP and senior partner with the Cardiff practice, Dr. David Gerson. We'll hear plenty from David and talk about his musical choices, career and the health service in general. Now for a band with a massive following for your next choice, and I know you're a huge fan, Muse with Unintended.
Yeah, Muse, again, have become my obsession. They're my favourite band. They're the most amazing live band. They put together incredible shows. I went to see them with my son, Joe. They never disappoint. I've seen them about 8 or 9 times now. I first got into them 10 plus years ago when I was in Birmingham and meeting up with my family and my sister, and the family were down, and my niece, who was about 15 at the time, was wearing a T-shirt with Muse written on it. And I just couldn't stop giggling because Muse was and still is a medical treatment for erectile dysfunction. I just thought it was rather amusing for a 15-year-old girl to wear a T-shirt, potentially advertising something for that kind of problem. So I had to speak to her about that. She was listening to it through her music system.
While I've got you here, I wanted to talk to you about one of the biggest social changes in the UK regarding health over the last 3 to 5 years, and something we talk about a lot on Radio Glamorgan, that's mental health. Have you and GPs in general seen an increase over the last few years of patients opening up?
Yes, I'm glad you said that, opening up, because I don't think there's an increase in mental health problems. I think there's an increase in people talking about their mental health problems. And I think publicity and on shows like this and nationally about mental health awareness is so, so important. Because if someone's suffering with mental health problems, invariably they lack a level of self-confidence and they think often they're the only person who's feeling the way they do. And to know that a lot of other people out there and there is help available is crucial to people coming forward, because there is help out there.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Glamorgan. I'm Susie and I'm back on my own again for another special for you. Today I thought I'd share with you some of my favourite songs that I've been listening to over the summer. Songs that really picked me up and put me in a summery mood. At the last few shows I've done for you, I've shared with you my love of indie music as well as garage. So I thought this time we'll get out of the clubs and get dancing in the streets. These songs always make me think about carnivals, festivals and street parties. We've got all different songs for you today. We've got some pop, we've got some reggae, we've got some dancehall, but the one thing they all have in common is they're all songs for good times, and that's what I'm going to kick the show off with tonight. This is Jamie XX with a fantastic song, Good Times. Hope you enjoy.
Hello, this is Rob Jones, and for the next 2 hours I'm going to be playing tracks and reading out dedications to thank all the NHS staff and key workers for the incredible job they've done and remain doing in these very trying times. And hopefully Mr. Hubbard hasn't switched off at this point, because I've been contacted by some members of your family hub and dedicated to you, their dad, husband and Bampi, with thanks for all your hard work over the past few months and always. We're so proud of you and are lucky to have you. Love, Sharon, Beck, Jess and Belle. It's Phil Herring, and he said, "Hi Rob, and please give a big shout out to all the key workers that have been so brilliant throughout this pandemic, with a big thank you to all the NHS staff who have looked after all of us." And while some people wanted to thank NHS staff for their work at present, others took the opportunity to show their gratitude for efforts they had made previously. And I'd just like to add in there, I think when we say NHS staff, it's easy to think of just the doctors and the nurses. But I know only too well that the hospital, particularly at the Heath, like everywhere else, runs with all the efforts of the people like the cleaners, the admin staff, the security. So I think this goes out to all the NHS staff in every hospital in the UK. Christine Postle, who wrote in to say, "My choice of music is Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake, which I find uplifting and a real toe-tapper. It's for all the staff at the Royal Gwent, particularly those who looked after my dad 3 years ago when he was desperately ill. Sadly, he didn't make it, but the staff gave him dignity and respect in his final hours, and they were really supportive of us as a family. They're all superheroes, dealing with so many different scenarios throughout the day, and their work is non-stop, relentless and challenging, and they have my complete admiration. Love, Christine and Simon Postle." Christine, it's my pleasure to play Justin Timberlake for you.
That was Earth, Wind and Fire with Got to Get You Into My Life, a song first recorded by the Beatles. And that's the theme of this show. Songs written and recorded by the Fab Four and covered by a variety of artists and bands. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison and Ringo Starr were born in Liverpool in the early 1940s. John, Paul and George grew up in the city's suburbs, while Ringo, born Richard Starkey, grew up in the Dingle, near the docks. John started a skiffle group of quarrymen in 1956 and met Paul at a local garden fete in 57 after the band had performed a set. The following year, 1958, guitarist George Harrison joined the band, now playing rock and roll. From 1960 to 62, the three of them, with drummer Pete Best and John's art school friend Stuart Sutcliffe on bass guitar, played residences in Hamburg, West Germany, as well as clubs such as Liverpool's The Cavern. Their arrival in New York and appearance on the TV programme The Ed Sullivan Show in February 1964 were sensational. A record 73 million or so saw the quartet perform two sets that included their first American number one, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Here's soul singer Al Green revisiting the song in 1969.
Yeah, we got the feeling now.
I was dancing when I was eight.
It featured in the Billy Elliot soundtrack. I was hypnotised when I saw that being played in the Billy Elliot film. As I recall, you saw the stylist going onto the track and he was in his bedroom, Jamie Bell as Billy Elliot, dancing. And, you know, Mark Bolan, T-Rex, glam rock, not a glam rock song, preceded that. I think it may have been on the Tyrannosaurus Rex album, I'm not sure, which my sister had and I was never kind of into. But I had a lot of T-Rex singles during the glam rock, you know, Metal Guru. So, yeah, I've always loved music.
As you mentioned, you had music at home.
Oh, yes, yeah. I think it was a Ferguson record player, mono, that we had. My sister and I shared that. And, yes, you know, the box shape, kind of, and just, you know. I remember one song, The Leader of the Pack, and the sound was so poor on it that you couldn't actually hear the chorus where they would sing, you know, tell me about it, you know, all those things, yeah. Because of the mono. So when stereo, when I had a stereo, it was like, wow, this is just great, you know, to hear it coming from all sides, you know. Yeah, music is just the best, isn't it?
I have had a message from Jessica, who is Hayley's sister, and she said, "Can you just thank everyone on our behalf for the love and support at this difficult time? We miss you so much."
It's been a tough show to do. Whew. It's been a brilliant 4 years. The show, it's not the show, it's the people that make the show. So Hannah, thank you. Anna as well. And anyone who's been involved in terms of
sending in tributes as well. Thank you, anyone.
Genuinely have made this show much, much, much easier to do. Before we play our last song, Hannah, thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
And Hayley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, they say people come. They say